Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts, Zakira and
Mikey. You didn't like that one? It was a new thing. I just did a new one. It was a new one. That's my new intro look. You had to see it on YouTube.
You had to see it online.
A little twist and shout.
Definitely. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or wherever you're listening to the podcast on, tune in to us on YouTube as well if you want to see this beautiful studio that we're in. And also, you help us by going to watch the podcast on YouTube. So make sure you tap in and watch us on YouTube and subscribe also. But we're going to get into today's episode, drum roll.
Yes. How to start a hair business in 2024.
What happened to the drum roll?
Oh, I just kind of took. So Zakira always says what the podcast is. And I saw it today because I did my little intro different thing that I would just take her kind of thing.
It's okay. Mikey got us set up for the day. But yeah, 2024.
2024. Listen. And real quick, if you're listening, okay. If you actually are watching this on YouTube, can you just leave a comment and be like, hey, I'm watching.
Yes.
I've seen your other episodes. Hi, Mikey. Hi, Zakira. Just tap in and say hi. Would be really nice.
Yes, it would be very awesome. And then also tell us some stuff that you want to hear about, you want to talk about. Tell us who you want to hear from, because we love to get some new guests on here. We love to talk about some new topics that people actually want to hear. I mean, I know that they want to hear what we're talking about now because people are listening, but just some additional things that we can throw in the mix and we can shout you out for giving us the idea to do the podcast episode.
I would love to do that.
Definitely.
Okay.
So today's podcast, we're talking about, like Mikey said, starting a hair business in 2024. And we do have a podcast. I can't remember if it was from last year or a couple years ago. Mikey also has a YouTube video on his channel, Hair Business Blueprint, about starting a hair business. But I feel like things are always ever evolving. And so there's always going to be like little steps that can be added or things that you may not need to do or prices that have shifted. And so it's important for us to go through it now because there's always people wanting to get into the hair business. So we can literally start with how can you get started in the hair business for 2024?
Okay, so first, I'm going to start with getting your business set up legally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you don't have an accountant, you're definitely at this point going to want to get an accountant.
Definitely.
Okay. So to get your hair business started in 2024 legally.
And let me just say, get a good accountant.
Well, yeah.
And you need to go look at reviews, look at everything.
Yeah, do your research.
Okay. I've had my fair share of terrible accountants. All right.
So to get your hair business started legally in 2024, the first things that you are going to want to do is you are going to want to register your business name with the state.
Yes.
Okay. So whatever state you're in, you can also do it in Delaware or other states that you can figure that out. But we usually register the state where we're running the business.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that, then you're going to get your tax ID, which is free.
It is
from
free.
IRS. Mm-hmm. Once you have both of those documents set up, then you can go set up your business bank account. And then also check with your local city and state if you need a business license. Most places do. Some places like Charlotte, you don't need a business license unless it's like a used car or tobacco or some other thing. So depending on your city and state, check and see if you need a business license. And those are kind of the main things to get started legally and kind of like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah. And once you do that, I guess I'm not sure if you should do it before or after, but you want to get your social media handles reserved and maybe simultaneously as you're going to see if the business name is available, also seeing if all the social media platforms are available as well.
So one
domain
way
you, and everything.
Yeah, one way you can do that so you can keep it, separate the business from personal, is as soon as you set up the business and have the business bank account, you get a business debit card.
Yeah.
I would recommend, if possible, sign up for a business credit card that does rewards points.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have that business credit card or debit card, go ahead and get your domain name. You know, we usually sign up with Google Workspace, so we have your own domain name.
Yeah.
And then some of those social media accounts, like when you sign up for Instagram, you need to put in an email address.
Right.
Well, you're using your personal email address already.
Yeah.
So that way you can put in the business email address.
Yeah.
And you can set up the other accounts with the business email pretty quickly. I mean, within an hour, you can be on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, all those. But Facebook, actually, you don't need to do that because you can create it internally with your personal page.
Yeah.
But all the other ones, if you can use your separate email address.
Definitely. And with the email address, you want to make sure that you do use that Google Workspace that Mikey talked about versus using a regular Gmail or Yahoo or AOL. Not even sure that those are still
around. They're around. Okay. Come on, shade thrower.
Okay, but yes, you want to make sure that you have a very professional email, something that is at your website name.com.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. Because I actually still see people that are, I don't know, celebrities, I guess, or something. It's like, hey, you know, get in contact with me. It's like booking whatever name it the person is at gmail.com. And I'm like, okay, you're just setting yourself up to be scammed, like letting other people get scammed because someone's going to create a fake Instagram page. They're going to change like one letter.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they're starting to take money and they're like booking you, but you're not showing up because you don't know about it.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah. It's definitely happened.
Definitely. After you do that, you want to get your logo done.
Yep.
Get some logo branding. And you can do that. There's places, I mean, Private Label Extensions offers those services.
Yeah. PrivateLabelBranding.com.
Definitely. And if you don't have the budget for it, there are other websites that you can use as well. You can do it on your own, on Canva. You can do it on Fiverr. You can find a lot of different other websites that you could get it done on. But you want to make sure that you have a logo that is 300 DPI at least. You want to make sure that it is going to go on your products seamlessly. It's not going to be blurry. It's just good quality. You want to make sure that you have a great quality logo.
Yeah, high resolution for
sure.
High
resolution.
Now, don't put a high resolution on when you're building out your website. You don't put a high resolution logo on your website because it's going to slow it down. Slow it down. So I think you have to look at your core things you need for getting set up online, because mm-hmm. obviously you're going to be set up online.
Yeah.
So you have your domain name. Mm-hmm. We usually recommend registering with GoDaddy.
Yep.
You're going to have to pick your e-commerce platform. Mm-hmm. We always recommend Shopify.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have to pick your email marketing platform. So you can use Shopify, has Shopify email, which has come a long way in the last year.
Has it?
Yeah, it really has. It's nice. Getting better. The flows and such are a lot more complicated for no reason. I'm just like, Shopify, what are you doing? Or you can use Klaviyo, which Shopify actually invested in. And I believe they just recently went public, which is good or bad. I feel like when the company goes public, they're forced to make more money.
Yeah.
So it's going to get a lot more expensive.
Klaviyo.
Klaviyo. Yeah. So you might want to look at other options for that.
Yeah.
And then you definitely want a reviews app. Right? Because the built-in app for Shopify is usually not great. And one of the most important things, especially when getting started, is getting customer reviews. So you have to have your reviews app. And then any other small apps that make sense for your business, but be very careful because a lot of the apps might only cost $5, $10 a month. They add up.
Yes.
They also can slow down your store a little bit, which is an issue. Right? So getting all that kind of the baseline is going to be really important.
Yeah. And then I think the other side to that is after you have your website, you want to figure out, are you going to hold inventory or are you going to drop ship? And if you are going to drop ship, there is an app in Shopify's app store called Dropship Beauty, which literally will integrate all hair products for you that Private Label Extensions has to offer inside of your store. That way you don't have to worry about. Normally, when you're just starting out, some people don't have as much capital or as much money to invest in starting the business with inventory. And so drop shipping is really great because it's almost like a pay as you go. So as people are ordering from your store, that is when you're paying. That way you're not just sitting on a ton of inventory at home. Now, some people prefer to purchase inventory and they want to regulate and they have the money and means to get the product that they actually want. Some people don't want to sell a ton of different products. They just want to utilize certain products. So you want to just see what works best for you, what is better for you in getting started.
Now, if you do need to buy wholesale hair, mm-hmm. make sure you check out our sister website, PrivateLabelWholesale.com.
Yes.
PrivateLabelWholesale.com has all the bundles, closures, frontals, wigs, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend starting with drop shipping, even if you do have the funds to buy the hair wholesale. if you're selling online only. Mm. Now, if you are a hairstylist and you're going to have products for sale in your salon suite, in your salon or wherever you are, okay, have some products on hand. In the beginning, just getting started, I would probably start with drop shipping and then moving over to more of a hybrid model once you get going. So as you know what are the hottest products, you're going to start inventorying those and then packing, shipping those yourself, because you are going to make more money on the products if you are packing, shipping them yourself, but then you're going to have a lot more time spent doing so. In the beginning of your business, you need to be focusing on getting it set up, getting it running, creating content, getting sales.
Yes. That literally I was going into that. After you get that set up, then next you need to, one thing I was going to recommend is on the website, I know some websites, if you're buying a pre-made website, it comes with a blog on it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're not buying a pre-made website, you want to make sure that you have a blog on your website. And it doesn't have to be an extravagant 3,000 word blog, every single blog, but you want to make sure that you're adding content that are valuable to the people that are going to be coming to your site, because that is going to be a great marketing tool / technique for you to use.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, when you have a website, if it's only selling, people aren't going to really buy, because no one likes to be sold.
Yeah.
So the key with a website is to be informative, educational. So you educate in a form first, mm-hmm. and then the sale will come afterwards.
Yeah. And the blog, so my husband is a musician, and on his website, there's one blog that we did. It's like top wedding entertainment for Atlanta or something like that. And the blog goes insane online. Like, in the where you heard about us, some people say, I found your blog on Google. Yes, or Google. Like, we're getting so many more Google inquiries than just now, regular.
Not to get off topic, have you gone, have you edited that at all?
No.
Oh, I'm going to show you, game over. Is it Karen and her husband about owe me lunch? Okay.
We do.
You're about to owe me lunch because it's about to get wild. If you have a winning blog post, I can show you some tips and tricks.
Yes, yes.
And it will be awesome. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, and see, that's the thing where people say, well, I don't feel like writing a blog and no one's going to read it.
AI.
But just even so, so did you use AI to help write?
No, this was written, like, it definitely needs to be updated. It was written maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. Do you have Google Search Console installed?
Yes.
Okay. So your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple quick things you need to right away do is set up your pixels. Mm-hmm. So Facebook, Instagram pixel, or now it's the Meta pixel. They have an app for that in Shopify. Your TikTok pixel. You, if you're using Klaviyo, you want to make sure all the tracking's on.
Yeah.
You have all that stuff set up. Google Search Console, Google Analytics. I know this is a list, but make sure
write them down. Take notes.
Making sure you collect as much data, because you might be like, well, I don't know how to look at the data or really understand it. That's okay.
Yep.
Because eventually you might either learn, or you're going to hire someone and they're going to say, let me look at your Google Analytics. And you're going to be like, oh, I didn't set that up. Well, you're not giving them much to work with if you don't have this set up.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. I think after that, you want to sit down and think about what type of marketing are you going to be doing, but also what's more important is how much money can you allocate towards marketing. And then once you figure out how much money you can allocate towards marketing, then that will give you an idea as far as what paid marketing you can begin to do. And also, if you can afford to hire a VA that can do some of the email marketing for you and all those different things. But how Mikey was saying, you want to make sure that you set up your email marketing platform and all of your pixels and stuff are set up. You want to make sure that you are consistently sending out emails. And you may ask, well, how am I supposed to build my email list? We've always recommended, and I recommend, setting up some sort of freebie that will get people to download it that can add them to your email list. So whether that is a free checklist or a free small ebook or a free hair color chart or a 10% discount that you can give people, something that is just going to be valuable information that they can download. That way you can begin to build your email list, and that will integrate into the marketing that you're going to situate.
Yeah, you have to start thinking about building lists. And yeah. there's lots of types of lists. There's email, mm-hmm. there's SMS. And I want people to think yeah. about their followers as a list. Because technically, that's a list that you're going to be marketing to. So as you start getting Instagram that's and true. Facebook followers, think about how quickly you can build those lists. If you can do it organically, it's mm-hmm. always more cost effective.
Yeah.
But then you have to create content to do so. And, you know, once you start getting some of these things together, I would put it in a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. So you have the essentials in the spreadsheet. Yeah. Essentials being you have to have your yearly domain name mm-hmm. paying for that. You have to have your email, you know, your Google email,
yep.
yourname.com, yeah. $15 a month, whatever. You have to pay for Shopify. Put all your must-have expenses in a spreadsheet so mm-hmm. you know at minimum, if things are slow, you have no money, you need at least come up with X amount to keep this business going.
Yeah.
And then you have other expenses, you start piling those on.
Definitely.
And you keep track from a monthly standpoint of what your monthly expenses are.
Yeah. And you can also, I love the spreadsheet route. If you have the money, I think it might be $24.99 maybe, and you want to use QuickBooks. That way you can keep up with what you're spending money on and what income you have coming in. That way at the end of the year, it's easier for your CPA to do your taxes because they can just pull your reports from QuickBooks.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff can import in. And then Shopify even helps out with, I believe, some bills. They have Shopify bill pay now. So if you're on Shopify, you can have different things, paying bills and such. So that's kind of interesting how Shopify has really expanded their platform to be mm-hmm. kind of an all-in-one to run your whole entire business.
Yeah.
Which is really neat.
Yeah, that is cool. I don't know if it's just orders galore going out upstairs, but all I hear is hair rumbling around.
They're rumbling some hair over there. I don't know. So we, they're working over here.
Yeah, definitely. Next thing. So you got your, we talked about marketing, money set up. I wanted to go back to branding because we talked about logo, but you want to make sure that when you start your business, that the customer experience is great and you don't have to spend a ton of money to make sure the customer experience is great. But you want to make sure that whenever someone is receiving your product in the mail, the experience of them opening it to wearing the hair is just impeccable. So you can do custom silk bags which might be the more cost-effective option.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
For that. So, and you can also find those on private label branding as well. But getting those custom bags will be really great. You can choose whatever color you want. You can get your logo on the bags, but that is what is going to make the presentation great versus sticking the bundles in a USPS paper mailer or bubble mailer and sending it off, because I absolutely hate when I get stuff in the mail and it's just stuffed inside of the bubble mailer. Like, I can't stand it, mm-hmm. literally. But you can create that with the custom bags. I know some people may be like, oh, I want to invest in those cute bedazzled boxes and all that, which is great. And you can do that if you please. However, the more cost-effective option is going to be the custom silk bags, as well as when you keep the hair in silk, it's really great for the hair. Just how you would use a silk pillowcase or a silk bonnet, your hair extensions coming in that silk bag is going to do wonders for the hair extensions. Now, as the business grows and you decide, hey, I want to develop and expand a little more, Get you some boxes. But to start off, I think those bags are going to be the best option.
Yeah, you have to think about being cost effective, right? Because yeah. the boxes are going to be, I know the bags, I believe it's $175 for 100 bags. So about $1.75 mm-hmm. a bag. If you're getting the boxes, you're probably going to be in the $5.
$4.
No, it's expensive.
Inflation.
Yeah, $4 to $5 a box.
Yeah.
And then you can slip those bags easily in poly mailers. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have a whole box, you're putting the box in another box.
Yeah.
Now you can order mailer boxes. Mailer boxes, if it's anything interesting, that thing's getting stolen.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say, if you just have the box that is like a design on it or something like that, that you're just sticking the label on, yeah, you might not get your product.
Yeah, you're going to have
or your client.
Your
might
client's
not, get
not
there,
you're gonna have all yeah. sorts of issues.
Yeah, I will say that I ordered this really fancy planner online one day and it came packaged in a really cute box. It was just the box and it actually made it to my doorstep. I was surprised because when I got it, I was like, I'm surprised no one stole this because look at it. It's like really beautiful. It's nice. But I feel like I also felt like this is one in a million. Like, there's going to be out of 10 customers, at least one person is going to have their box stolen.
That's also a planner. We're talking about hair.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If it's hair, oh, my God, no.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true, too.
People don't like to plan. People like to wear hair.
Yeah.
Okay? So think about that. You know, think about
Speaking of planning, go back and listen to the last episode we did on 2024 planning. It's really great.
Yes. So, yeah. So I think that's, you know, we're hitting some good things. So finding, now you getting into vendors, mm-hmm. right? You're going to have to find and work with some vendors. Obviously, yes. If you want to support the podcast, working with private label wholesale, private label branding, dropship beauty, we have everything to run a successful business. Yes. You just have to tap into it.
And it took the finding and stressfulness out of it because private label extensions already did that.
And when it was the pandy and no one had closures and frontals, guess who had closures and frontals? All our clients.
Yes, that is very true. One thing about Mikey and private label extensions is they are going to find a product. They're going to find the product. They're going to get top tier quality products, and they are going to be the ones to have it before everybody else, after everybody else. When everybody else is ran out, private label extensions is always going to be there.
we're
literally.
Yeah, that's just kind of, and that's why a lot of people love working with us.
Yeah.
People have been riding with us for 10 years.
Definitely.
You know, so I think that's really important. So, you know, the vendor part, I'm not going to go too much into it just because being a vendor, conflict of interest and everything else.
Yeah.
Work with people you like.
Yeah.
That's good. Good communication is key. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things is don't be so focused on price because you might see these prices.
Yeah.
You really have to compare apples to apples. Mm-hmm. So people are like, well, Mikey, this bundle, I get it for, you know, $15. You sell it for $20. I'm like, yeah, look at this bundle. Look at all the short hairs. One way is you grab the top, the head of the bundle, and you can just kind of run your hands down through it.
Yeah.
Private labels bundles, like our quote unquote Brazilian, it's pretty full all the way through, right? And that's a really nice bundle.
Definitely.
And for the price, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Where some of these other ones, they're going to really, there's ways they skimp on it. They'll skimp a couple grams of weight. They'll add a ton more rubber bands on that bundle. Yeah. They're going to try to cheat you.
Yeah, I think really with hair, it's just a hit or miss. Like Mikey said, go with what you feel comfortable with, but also make sure that you're testing out the hair that you're going to be selling to your clients because your brand technically is on the line.
Yeah, so now we have the website. We got we're starting to get ready to sell some things.
Yep.
Now, if you are packing and shipping, a lot of people don't think about this.
Yeah.
You're going to need a label printer. Yes. Label printers, I tell you what, I needed to buy one the other day. Label printers, the Dymo 4XL was like $500.
Really?
Yes.
Now, buy a label printer. However, if you do not have the budget for a label printer, you can do the print off the label and tape it on the packaging. However, it does look a lot cleaner when you have a label that you can.
Much better when you have the label. So the label.
Mikey is like investing in the label
printer. And then you get a printer that can print your packing slips.
Yeah.
I really like, we have a bunch of printers here, but the Brother brand, I think, is the best brand printer.
Nice.
Okay, so Brother printer for packing slips, label printer for that. So then that way you're getting ready. You're going to need packing supplies. So make sure you're contacting FedEx, whoever you're using for shipping, USPS.
And they're free.
They're free from there. Definitely reach out to Uline, uline.com for packing supplies, for other boxes, bubble wrap, all that kind of thing. The tape, Uline loves their tape. I forget where we get ours from Tape King, I think. Mm-hmm. Uline loves their tape. They've been trying to get us on their tape for years. Yes.
Wow.
And I forgot why Mai Tai doesn't like the tape, but he's just like, I don't like
Mai Tai.
He's like, tape. Now, and I'm like, okay, Mai Tai, we'll keep the Tape King. And Mai Tai likes the Tape King. So start thinking about all the packaging supplies that you're going to need. It's in a little bit of investment, right? If you're going to pack and ship. And, you know, once you kind of have that, now you're pretty much getting ready.
Yeah.
I recommend taking photos of your orders as you're shipping them.
Yes, that is definitely a thing. And then I was also going to say, after that, you want to don't just post and say, hey, I have a new hair business. create a launch strategy. Like, you want to figure out, who do you already know? Like, who can you connect with that you already know, that you can begin to plant some seeds that, hey, I'm starting a hair brand. Like, get people involved in the process of you actually starting the hair brand, because there's so many different hair companies out there. And I know it can be overwhelming, and some people might think, well, oh, there's already so many different hair companies, why would I start one and people buy from me? Because you're you. Everyone has their own client. Everyone's client base is going to be different. This is an over $15 billion industry. Now it's probably ramped up. Yeah, it's big, but there is a piece of the pie. Speaking of pie, I kind of want some, but there is a piece of the pie for everyone. And you want to just make sure that you're staying in your lane and operating at a high level the only way that you know how to. And so you want to just make sure that your launch, you create and put some thought into a launch, and not just, hey, I started a hair brand, click here to buy hair, because then you're going to be disappointed when no one's buying.
Yeah, I think what I would do right away is start a YouTube channel and showing behind the scenes of you starting your brand and the struggles, like things are going to go wrong. Yeah. Make sure you put the things that go wrong in the videos because people will resonate with that. Mm-hmm. It's not always, you know, flowers and daisies and beautiful days.
It's not.
It's not. So make sure you put your struggles, the hardships and such in there with your small and big wins.
Yeah.
And show people behind the scenes. That's a great way to let people know about your brand without you pushing it on them.
Yeah.
You're just saying, oh, look, I'm showing you behind the scenes of me starting this business. It's a way better approach.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I like that. And so now you're here and you're ready to launch your brand. What do they need to do after?
Well, you might want to consider a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Right? Photo shoots do get expensive.
They do get expensive.
Yeah. So you might want to think about a photo shoot, the marketing, if you're going to start doing the ads for the marketing, you know, running that, because the first thing you need to do is get traffic to your site.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the site built, you have to get traffic, because you're not getting sales without traffic. So you get traffic, then you start working on, how am I going to increase the conversion?
Yeah. I don't know if that's getting too complex for
it's not
just
complex.
Starting.
Think about traffic. Okay. First things first.
Think
about traffic, and then think about how you're going to get people to purchase.
Yes.
Meaning your product descriptions, anything else, your reviews. You got to fight for those first reviews.
Yes, definitely. And I think also back to product descriptions, those can be created with AI. Your whole website, you can utilize AI for your emails, the freebie we talked about. Make sure you're utilizing AI and not stressing yourself out with doing this.
Yeah, and AI is actually now built in Shopify as Shopify Magic. So there's a little AI icon that you can click. Mm-hmm. And once you click that, it'll actually create the product description. Now, just because it creates the product description for you, Zakira, doesn't mean you don't edit it a little bit.
Definitely. You want to make sure, and we talk about this in the AI episode, but you want to make sure that you are not just copy and pasting from whatever ChatGPT or AI gives you to put on your website. You have to go in and make it your own, massage it a little bit, edit it a little bit, change some stuff around. You have to do that.
Yeah, give it a little personal
touch. Yeah, give it some flavor.
Yeah, and you know, being creative with product descriptions, it gets redundant and takes time. Mm-hmm. So over time, you know, you can go back through, add a little extra flavor, a little sprinkle,
seasoning,
a little bit.
Yeah.
And then just from there, you can continue to build that out. But I think the top part is, the first thing you need to do is focus on getting traffic.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy.
Mm-mm. It is not going to be easy. It's not. But if you put in the work and you stick with it and you get some consistency going, it's inevitable. Like, you'll make sales. It just may take some time.
It'll take time. I mean, we have people that they get a sale the first day. The people takes months.
Yeah, definitely. I can't remember who it was, but in the Facebook group, there was a lady who got her first sale after maybe it was a year.
Wow.
Or I think it was a year, and she was just so excited. She had wrote about it, and I was like, that's so dope. Like, she kept going. She kept, like, she didn't quit. She didn't say, I'm not doing this hair brand anymore. Like, she was still updating. She was still listening to the podcast, the videos, and she got her first sale after a year. And so that's pretty dope.
And it's interesting, because when I hear that and I think about it, and it might take someone months. So if it takes you months to get a hair sale, the reason why you're probably not getting the sale quicker is you don't have the knowledge and the education on how to do so.
Yeah.
For example, if I started a hair brand today mm-hmm. and people didn't know it was me, yeah. I could probably get a hair sale within the first hour.
Definitely.
Because I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Hour within launch, I guarantee I could get a hair sale.
Yeah.
Right? But 10 years ago, it probably would have taken me days. Yeah. If I first got started, like my first business, it took, I believe, 2 weeks.
The Curry Simple?
Yeah, to get my first sale.
Nice.
And I was jumping up and down, screaming. It was some lady in LA bought 2 packs of green curry sauce or red curry sauce. Never forget. Kind of forgot. But that was 17 years ago, by the way. So, yeah. So think about that is you got to spend a lot of time, especially in the beginning, learning about e-commerce and how to sell and be successful online. It's going to be make or break for how quick you're going to get those sales.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also, I love how this podcast episode is similar to a couple others. However, it's so updated. Like it's updated to fit now. And I think that if you are interested in starting a hair brand, follow these steps, but also tap into Mikey wrote an amazing book called Fearless Beauty. And it's not just for hairstylists or people in the beauty industry. It's for any entrepreneur. However, if you are starting a hair brand, the very first thing that I would tell you to do before you even go get your business name is to read Fearless Beauty. Read the book.
How did I not think of that?
Why did you not think of that?
That really is your first step.
The first step is read the book.
Yeah.
And after you read the book, that should give you some momentum and some motivation to get started, but also you'll go into starting the business with a clearer mind. You'll have some application that you can apply from the book. Like it's literally the blueprint.
And just so you guys know, like this little Shopify award, just so you can see.
Mikey's purse.
This is a Shopify award, private label, 100,000 orders. Mm-hmm. This is just the private label website. This is not all the other websites we have.
Right.
We have a lot.
Yeah.
This was from 2019, middle 2019 when we switched to Shopify to middle of 2022. So in 3 years, 100,000 orders. So when I wrote the book, I made sure that I had some little clout, little proof. This is it, guys. 100,000 orders, hair business, you know, so that's coming from a place, not that I'm trying to show off, but it's coming from a place. If you don't know who I am, right? It's proven.
Qualified individual. Qualified. Yeah, so make sure you get that. And then also there are a ton of blog posts on private label extensions. Mikey has a YouTube channel, Hair Biz Blueprint, that a video went viral on starting your hair business for under $100. So go check that out. And there are a ton of other resources on Private Label Extensions YouTube channel, as well as Hair Business Blueprint. All of the episodes that we have on Hair Biz Radio, literally, you will not hear one episode that you don't learn at least one thing.
Oh, for sure.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you guys tap in. Don't get discouraged if you're interested in starting a hair brand. You can do it. One thing I wanted to add into there is make sure that you have your why. Like, what is your brand's story? And that is what people are going to connect to, the story of your brand, not just another hair business that you're putting flyers up all day, every day, talking about buy my hair extensions, click this link, go here, do that. Like, people want to connect to the brand and the story. And the only way for them to do that is you, as the owner, as the founder, as the CEO of your brand, is to paint a vivid picture of that so that people can connect in that way.
Okay, guys, there's nothing left to do but get started.
Yes.